You as well, Roselle. Mobile easy, and I hope the basketball game was fun. 73, have a great weekend. That is going to take us on down to Gerald Victor Echo 7, Mike Tango X-Ray. How are you, Gerald?
Doing pretty good, Randy. Victor Echo 7, Mike Tango X-Ray just came back in for a quick after-dinner walk. Yeah, in regards to tomatoes, ages ago I had a co-worker who had family in Saskatchewan, and we were talking about tomatoes and strawberries and things like that. And she mentioned that her family out in Saskatchewan had a farm, and they would grow tomatoes and things and fruits and vegetables and things like that. And they were so good, she said, so much better than a lot of stuff we would pick up in the market. So it's been ages, but I always thought that if we had a great east-west supply chain, a supply route, Saskatchewan could be much more on our tables than a north, our north-south supply chain. So, I've never been to Saskatchewan. I've never had a Saskatchewan tomato or any of the fruits that they have out there. But it's something that we really should consider about expanding our national food supply chain and make everything much more available across the whole.
Indeed, and as someone who grew up in Saskatchewan, I have no problem saying you're much better off to ship the tomato to you than to go to Saskatchewan to get it. You're not really missing much by never having been there. It is very, very flat, though.
I guess so. I just only see the pictures. I guess maybe I'm not missing much. I don't know. But agricultural products are... From what I understand from my friend, are just amazing. So it's something we're missing out. I do know that some like the stuff that woodwork furnishings, wood purchasing made in Quebec are really good, but we don't see it often enough out here on the West Coast. So that's another one too. And
dropped off there right at the end, I think, but yes, I will agree with you there. Some of the craftsmen and carpenters in Quebec with the furniture they put out is just amazing stuff. They don't get enough exposure, I don't think, for sure.
Roger that. Some of the Canadian stuff that we have, it just doesn't get exposure east-west, and we've got to make it so. Some of the fish up in the north from Northwest Territories, from the lakes, are really, really good, too. I won't take up more. That's too much time. I think I'm burning out my batteries here. But back to the net, Victor Echo 7, Victor Echo 7, Mike Tangler, so back to you.
Yeah, always nice to feel the old handheld heating up in the hand. Whenever I feel that, I always double-check and make sure I have the antenna pointed away from me. All right, good stuff. Thank you, Gerald. You have yourself a wonderful Friday, and 7-3.
7-3.
And, Gil, I haven't forgot about you. Victor Echo 7, Bravo Mike Whiskey. How are you this evening?
Hello, Randy. Victor Echo 7, Bravo Mike Whiskey here. Gil, hi, Randy, again. Thanks for doing the net. Hello, everybody on the net. I heard the topic of fruits. My wife and I were the typical ones that go to, Walmart or Costco, whatever, to get our fruits. We should do more of farmer's market. During the topic, I was just thinking about fruits that I kind of like and miss. So here are some of them. I'll just break. So the first one that comes to mind every time I talk about fruit is star fruit. It's been a long time I don't have any. I believe they're hard to find here And so that's one. Another fruit that we do like is the gold berries or golden berries. I think that's what they're called. I remember getting them at the, I just lost a word here. The market in Vancouver. What's that called again? I just blanked completely here. I'll skip that. And we also do enjoy the cotton candy grapes that you can find on Costco. Those are quite sweet. Over.
Golden berries are so tough to find. They are very, very good, though. Starfruit you can get at, I know, at Save-On Foods. They don't always have it, but they do stock it. And so does Superstore, at least the one on Grandview Highway does. But again, not all the time. It's just, I don't know if it's a seasonal thing or they're not able to import or whatever the case may be. But they do get them, at least at those two locations.
Yeah, I'll keep an eye on that. And I just refresh my memory here. I was trying to talk about the Granville Island market. And then I also, I'll keep in mind on what you talked about, the cantaloupe and the prosciutto and the honey. That just brought to mind something that I know my dad likes a lot. You know, we have, you know, Vancouver's avocado everywhere. But there's this bigger kind of avocado that my dad likes. And he's into, you know, mashing that with a fork, drop some sugar on top of it, and then you squeeze a lime on top of it. So that's an interesting combination as well. Over.
Interesting. And did you say that's sort of a different kind of avocado or a bigger one or just sort of a large avocado?
So I don't know exactly the name, but I know there's different kinds of avocados. The ones you typically get here in Vancouver, they're, you know, they fit in your hand. This one is kind of larger than your hand. So they have a lot more meat to them. They're lighter green, I'd say. Not as greenish as the ones we find here. The shell is not as rugged, or, you know, it's a bit more soft. That's how I can describe that.
Yes, I've seen them. I've never tried them. They have them at Kin's Market in New Westminster. I think Kin's has a couple locations around the Lower Mainland, but that's the one I go to anyways. Kin's, K-I-N-S, Kilo India, November Sierra. They have those, and they have, I forget what the other fruit they have is, but it's sort of a larger version of something else. I can't remember off the top of my head what it is now, but good stuff.
Yeah, thanks. I'm familiar with that market, and I think we've gotten past, like, nice passion fruits over there. Again, not easy to find, but I think we bought passion fruit out of that place once. Last thing I would say here, was talking about Saskatchewan. I do have a friend. He grew up in Manitoba, but he's got family in Saskatchewan. And once a year, his family would fly him from Manitoba. He was living in Vancouver. They would fly him from Vancouver to Saskatchewan regardless. And they get him to drive one of their combines. And that's pretty interesting. That's not so much fruit-related, but that's something very interesting to look. And he showed me videos of it. They have GPS systems on them that they can drive, kilometers without, going right or left. And they have such precision that you don't waste any time running on a field of patch that you already ran over. So, yeah, that's it for me. Thank you.
It is amazing what they can do. I have done it, not with the GPS equipment, a little bit more old-fashioned stuff, but nowadays they can just set everything essentially on autopilot to map out the field, the topography, everything, and the robot just does all the work.
Yeah, that's exactly it. He showed me videos. He's just monitoring as the rig goes. So that's it for me. 73 everybody, V7DMW.
Good stuff, Gil. Thank you. And before you go, one quick question with that sort of larger avocado. You said he just fork, a little bit of sugar, and a little bit of lime. Is that correct?
That is correct. You mesh that with a fork, so it's very, you just put all of that on a plate and mesh everything up. And you just, pour some sugar on it. It doesn't have to be much. Depends on how much you like, right? And then you squeeze one lime on top of it, maybe half a lime. Again, back to taste. And, you can think of it as a sweet version of what a guacamole would be. Obviously, with only the avocado part.
Yep, I was just thinking I'm going to try that the next time I do up some guacamole with nachos and do it that way instead. All right, thank you, Gil. Thank you for coming by. You are number 18 for us this evening, 7-3. You have yourself a wonderful Friday.
Likewise, 73, D7BMW clear.
And this is Victor Echo 7, Whiskey Tango Mike. My name is Randy. This is the Friday evening check-in and chat-net. I'm at the end of my list. I've got a few more minutes left before I have to run off. I'm wondering if there's anyone else out there.
Victor Alpha 7, Whiskey Papa Golf.
Victor Alpha 7, Whiskey Papa Golf. Sorry for the delay there. I thought I maybe missed someone, but I did not. That was Whiskey Papa Romeo. I don't have a name. I'm not sure if we've talked before, but how are you this evening?
I'm good. The name's Adam. I'm a relatively new ham. I just got licensed on Tuesday. So I'm jumping into a bunch of nets this week, trying out my gear. I just wired up my VHF antenna with a new cable today, so I'm wondering how my signal is.
Your signal is great, Adam, and welcome. I would say you're pretty close to full 5.9 into the VE7 RPT repeater. Whereabouts are you located, just roughly?
I'm in Lynn Valley.
Oh, okay, good stuff. Did you switch a feed line and we're not getting a very good signal earlier? Or?
Yeah, I wasn't getting a good signal on the North Van repeater, so I haven't checked on that one yet, but I'll do that tomorrow or next week. But yeah, I switched to a thicker coax, and I may have just messed up soldering the connections or something, and this one I seem to have done a better job on, and I tested it with my nano DNA. It looks like it's about 1.8 to 1 SWR, so I think that's good enough. And I also got a new power supply today, so that might be helping things too.
Good stuff, yeah, and I was just listening to your signal there. Are you on handheld, a base station, what kind of radio? It is a good, strong signal. There's maybe just some white noise or a little bit of a hum. If it's a hum, it's very, very faint and distant.
I'm on a Yaesu FTM-150, and the antenna is a Comet GPT, or GP3.
Nice, yeah, good combination. No, it's you're almost a perfect 5.9. I'm not sure if it's just a little bit of white noise. It might be just a pass to the repeater or something like that, but good strong signal anyways, for sure.
Okay, well, thanks for the report, and I'll let you get on with seeing if there's any more stragglers for the net. A73 for now.
Sounds good, Adam. Any interest in piping up on our topic, your favorite fruit, or how to pick a good one?
I can't think about fruit right now. I've been on a carnivore diet for the last 3 weeks, and fruit is one of the biggest things I miss. My wife had a bunch of grapes on the counter the other day, and it was killing me.
All right, well, we won't tease you any further then. All right, thank you very much for checking in, Adam. Nice to talk to you, 7-3. You have yourself a great evening. All right, this is Victor Echo 7, Whiskey Tango Mike. My name is Randy. This is the check-in and chat net we are looking for, late or missed. heard. So we are at 19. Nobody wants to be number 20. VE7 Whiskey Tango Mike, it's Randy. Last call for the Friday evening. Check in and chat net.
I'm not sure if this is a recheck or not, but VA7 seat.
Had a double.